Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Voltas Limited Q4 and FY19 earnings conference call hosted by SBI Cap Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhineet Anand. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Welcome everybody to 4Q FY19 Voltas con call. We have with us from the management, Mr. Abhijit Gajendra Gadkar, CFO, Mr. Utsav Shah, Head Corporate Finance, and Ms. Asha Sathe, Corporate Communication and Investor Relations. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Analysis of results quarter and full year ended 31st March 2019. The IMF forecast for 2019 indicates a global growth of around 3%, lower than growth rate for previous years. In recent months, geopolitical events such as trade tensions, sanctions, etc., have further affected the global growth. In India, a recent Ministry of Finance report has pointed out that a slowdown in economy across 2018-19 due to the declining growth of private consumption, a tepid increase in fixed investment, and muted exports. However, India continues to be the fastest-growing major economy and is expected to largely maintain the trajectory. Against this backdrop, Voltas' total income during 2018-19 increased by 11% to 7,310 crores, but there has been pressure on profits due to various reasons explained in the note. The Board of Directors has recommended a dividend of rupees 4 per share that amounts to 400%. We move to segment A, the Unitary Cooling Products Business Group. This fiscal year has been very challenging for the industry and the company. The slowdown evidenced due to erratic summer conditions last year continued during the year, leading to an industry degrowth of 3%. The cumulative impact of the depreciated rupee, inability to pass on the higher costs, and customs duty increases has reduced profits and margins compared to the previous year. The segment results are therefore lower at rupees 325 crores as compared to rupees 475 crores last year. In the first 2 months of the current quarter, the delayed onset of summer and the channel inventory impacted primary sales. In fact, inventory carried by us since last summer was liquidated only recently as end consumer sales picked up mainly during the later part of March. As a result, a portion of primary sales, which typically would have formed part of quarter four sales, has been shifted to quarter one of the next financial year. Given the intense competition from existing players and a significant number of new entrants, this quarter witnessed more consumer offers, leading to higher sales and distribution costs. Additionally, there were a few one-offs, including short settlement of insurance claims for a fire in one of our warehouses and floods in Kerala. We are happy to report that Voltas continued to be the market leader, increasing its YTD market share across multi-brand outlets from 22.1% to 23.9%. Meanwhile, the company continues to focus on expanding its reach across the tier one and two cities, opening brand shops that will also leverage the entire range of consumer durable products from Voltas and Voltas Beko. The brand further fortified its leadership in the cooling category through launch of Voltas adjustable inverter ACs for summer 2019. These ACs run at different cooling capabilities, catering to the different cooling needs of the user, and come with a unique value proposition of flexible AC technology. This new range is also environment-friendly, smart, intelligent, and increases savings for the customer. Given their very seasonal nature, the year has been even difficult for air coolers, and Voltas too has registered a degrowth along with industry. Even during this period, the good news is that we are seeing a shift of preference from unorganized to organized sector. The company has launched 39 SKUs of its new Voltas Fresh Air Coolers with smart humidity controller under various categories such as personal, window, tower, desert, air coolers. In the commercial refrigeration space, we have further strengthened our position by introducing new products such as convertible freezer, freezer on wheel and curved glass freezer. The company has also launched newer models of water dispensers and water coolers. As mentioned in our last quarter call, the company has invested in a land parcel near Tirupati to set a manufacturing facility for cooling products. This facility will cater to demand from the fast-growing southern and western markets. Once operational by end 2020, the manufacturing facility will enable greater cost and operational efficiency in serving these regions. Segment B, electromechanical projects. Segment revenue for the year was higher at Rs. 3619 crores as compared to Rs. 2845 crores in the corresponding period last year, a growth of 27%. Results for the year improved to Rs. 277 crores as compared to Rs. 185 crores last year, reflecting better quality orders and effective execution both in domestic and international business. The segment margins for full year are now at 7.7%, underlying the improved trajectory over the past several quarters. Carry forward order book of the segment stood at Rs. 4976 crores as compared to Rs. 5062 crores last year. New orders booked during the current quarter were Rs. 392 crores in domestic and Rs. 626 crores in international. Domestic Projects Group, DPG. The domestic projects business continued its steady performance this year, with majority of orders coming in from the electrification sector and infrastructure space. Our strategic focus is on procuring government and government-funded projects with reasonable assurance of cash. With the increase in support and an approaching timeline on the electrification program through the Saubhagya scheme, we are seeing even more tender announcements and completion for rural electrification projects. Our subsidiary, Rohini Electricals, which executes electrical projects, now contributes 40% to the domestic order book. Due to the improved performance, a 50% reversal of the impairment of Rohini investment in Volta's book has been made possible. The recent announcements in the interim national budget 2019 on investments in infrastructure including metros and airports, smart cities, cleaner water, healthcare and education institutions is expected to increase opportunities in the project segment. The trust on efficient execution of projects by the division has been externally recognized. We received a number of awards in both UAE and in Oman, including the District Cooling Company of the Year, the Facilities Management Company of the Year, and MEP Contractor of the Year. Besides MEP, we are looking at strengthening our order book in facility management and water management solutions. With an uptick in oil prices, broad-based pickup is expected in the Middle East economy. It appears that the hitherto deeper concerns on Qatar due to political issues are beginning to abate. Meanwhile, we have extended our reach to a new geography, having secured an order in Bahrain. Early this year, we had mentioned certain issues surrounding main contractor joint venture partner Carillion in Oman. We are facing some delays in payments and our efforts with the JV company and the main client are continuing. Segment C, Engineering Products and Services. The segment maintained its steady performance during the year despite external headwinds. Segment revenue and results were Rs. 312 crores and Rs. 105 crores as compared to Rs. 310 crores and Rs. 99 crores respectively in the corresponding period last year. In the textile machinery business, there has been a pressure on the industry due to the declining yarn prices and ambiguity on implementation of state-specific policies. Our focus on after-sales business to mitigate reduced sales of capital equipment continues. In mining and construction equipment, Mozambique operations contribute a significant share to the division's performance. Voltbeck Home Appliances Private Limited. Post the product launch, the feedback from trade for Voltbeck products has been encouraging and end users have particularly appreciated the Made for India features, which include a 30-day store fresh facility for refrigerators and 26 stain removers for washing machines. The newly launched brand is steadily making progress in increasing its distribution reach to more outlets, particularly in Tier 2 and 3 cities, in addition to enhancing its presence with power retailers in the main metros. The products are competitively priced and the product range has been widened with the launch of 31 new SKUs of refrigerators, including bottom mount and side-by-side refrigerators. Further, Voltas Beko has also launched 5 new SKUs of front-load washing machines with auto-dose technology. That's the first in the industry. 12 SKUs of top-loading washing machines with dual power range and a tabletop dishwasher suited for Indian kitchens. The thrust of the JV in the current year is to expand the distribution, widen the product range, and to build a manufacturing site at Sanand as per grant schedule. In summer, the summer has started well this year and we are hopeful that the growth trajectory will continue. The developments on in US-China trade tensions and the Iran sanctions need to be watched for a possible impact on the world economy. Back home, the election results are being watched closely. The longer-term prospects of the consumer durable segment in India are robust, given the low penetration, specifically in air conditioners, improvements in consumer confidence and disposable income, availability and cost of power will drive growth. We remain cautiously optimistic about the longer-term future, not forgetting that the nature of our industry is substantially dependent on the weather. In the project space, we will focus on building a larger order book, albeit continuing our practice of extensive risk assessment. Needless to state, the strength of our balance sheet and the availability of liquid surplus remains an advantage as we look at opportunities for growth. With that, we now open for a Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. A reminder to all the participants, please limit your questions to two participants. Should you have a follow-up questions, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Bharti from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. My first question is on the UCP segment. Could you please share some growth trends that you have seen in different product categories of the UCP segment, room ACs, commercial refrigeration, and air coolers?
Are you asking for the current year?
Yeah, for the current year as well as this quarter.
I think the revenue numbers for the quarter are available with you. I think overall in the air conditioner segment, we have mentioned to you that the industry has degrown by around 3%. And our growth has been slightly lower than the industry. It has been almost flat. Given the fact that we have also supported the fact that we have increased our market share during the period. In the air cooler segment, the industry degrowth, there are very limited amount of reliable data available in the air cooler segment, but the entire industry has sort of degrown. And but the important point which we have stated in our data, and which is important to note and what we have been talking about, is the shift from the unorganized to the organized industry. So this in a way bodes well for all of the air cooler companies that are in the organized sector. And that's a trend that will probably continue and accelerate over a period of time.
And what about commercial refrigeration, sir? How strong has been the growth this quarter as well as this year? And how do you see the outlook for that particular category?
Commercial refrigeration is a it's not possible to answer your question directly in the commercial refrigeration space, because there are a wide categories of products, and not everybody who's in the commercial refrigeration space participates in every part of the segment.
Certain
segments which we participate, and there are various ways that these segments are grouped within the commercial refrigerant space. And some of these are B2B segments where there is data is difficult, and so it's difficult to have one number for the commercial refrigeration category.
Okay, but would this product category have grown this year, or do you think that there was some weakness in this category for us?
There has been some weakness in the category in the commercial refrigeration as well. Some of these, you must also recall that we have mentioned in the past calls that in commercial refrigeration, a large part of the sale are B2B sales. In case of B2B sales, it is sometimes dependent on institutional orders, and also in terms of how certain institutions place their orders. So you may have very lumpy growth at times in this category.
Understood.
There is a very small part of this category which you might have seen, which is in a sense somewhat akin to a B2C.
Mm-hmm.
Products are sold through a distributors, etc. That's a relatively smaller part of the total category.
Understood, sir.
Aditya, sorry to interrupt. If you have any follow-up questions, request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Sure, thanks.
The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Would it be possible for you to quantify the size of the commercial refrigeration air coolers segment for Voltas? My second question is, we've seen a bit of a drop on the segment margins, but year as a whole looks okay. But how do we see the segment growth going forward, and the how do you see the profitability of the projects business in fiscal 20?
You are asking about the UCP business, or?
So the two questions. Within the UCP, what is the revenue of commercial refrigeration, and the share of what is the revenue of air coolers? That was one. And the second is the outlook for the projects business in fiscal 20.
Okay, so we do not give the category wise revenue within the UCP segment. And I think one of the questions you had asked about was the size of the commercial refrigeration industry, which again I had responded to the earlier question saying that this is a fairly large category with different types of products, in many cases customized products, B2B products. So it is difficult to give a one answer to your question. And therefore you will find that there would be many studies which would be quantifying the size of the industry at different levels, and you need to understand and get into the details of the calculations to understand which products exactly are being talked about within the commercial refrigeration space. And therefore this category also is something which tends to be not completely comparable across various companies. Your second question was on the margins for the projects business. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes, so we saw a drop for this year. What should we be considering as the sustainable margins and the growth rate for the projects business going forward?
So I think we have talked in the past that we should not look at a quarterly margin in the projects business. There are in various factors which tend to make the margins lumpy. At times there could be certain settlements of older projects, there could be certain contingency releases and various other factors in the project business which tends to make the quarterly margins lumpy. And we have seen this feature. If you even take a trend line across many quarters, you would see that you would find some similar focus. So I would say the yearly margins that we are reported for in the current year for the projects business segment B is around 7.3%, and this has grown as compared to 6.5% in the last year. So I think it's a little higher in terms of percentage points, at about slightly over 7.5%, and we have been mentioning to you that over the sustainable long term we are looking at a 7 to 7.5% margin in the project business. So that is we had given these levels of indications in the past, and we continue to stick to this level.
And growth rate for the projects business, revenue growth.
Very difficult, to talk about because finally it all depends on project execution.
So I would suggest that in the project business, a good way would be to look at the order book and to translate that into the revenue growth, because again the cycle between projects revenue realization and order book, getting an order and sometimes getting an order and starting the work also tends to be somewhat long. So all of this make it a little difficult to give a precise number for the growth rate on the projects business.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venu Gopal Gare from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. On the UCP business, just wanted to understand with how good is the current situation? Now, given that inventories have become lean and summers, have picked up quite strongly, especially over the past 1 month, does it sound like a normal intense summer season where demand is picking up in both air coolers and air conditioners? And is it a good enough environment to also do any price actions to increase prices to offset the sort of margin pressure that we have seen? Would that imply that from a margin band perspective, if you could give us an idea of what could be the situation for this year? That's my first question.
Right. We have also reported that we have seen a little bit of a late onset of summer this year. But after that, we are all witnessing, and I think many of you who are around, you might have seen that we are seeing fairly high temperatures during the month of April and in the first 8-9 days of May. And this is something which has led to a good growth in the overall market, particularly in the month of April. And with the inventories of the channel also being at a stable level, this would, I am sure, reflect in the primary sales as well. So the growth in the summer has been, to answer your question in short, has been a normal summer. And that is, I think, we hope that this will continue as we progress to the months of, May and June. You will also recollect that the summer is not at one time across the entire length and breadth of the country. It typically tends to start in the southern part of the country and in general sort of move upwards. And there are parts of India which have summer even during the months of from mid-June until early July as well. Your second question was on relating to price hike. There are obviously many factors which determine a price hike. And one of the major factors which will determine and, which really is a factor in the industry is the very significant competitive nature of this industry. You might have seen from various reports and from various advertisements out in the press that we have a lot of competition not only from the established players in the industry, but there have been a number of new entrants in the air conditioning space as well. So the competition is both widespread as well as very significant with both a number of older and newer competitors in the fray. So obviously any price revision, any price hike is a function of the competitive intensity, and sometimes it's a function of competitive intensity in different parts of the country, in different markets across the country. So as we have guided you in the past, our approach has been of selective price hikes, depending on either the region or the model, again, and the SKU within that, because there may be certain SKUs which may have certain more demand, and rather than an across-the-board approach, and that is something that is being looked at very closely by the sales team going forward.
And so the margin band that you would work with for this year?
Sorry?
The margin band that you normally share, is that the same band that you would work with for this year too?
We have been mentioning to you in the past calls that our margin for sustainable margin levels for this business, the UCP segment, is in the region of around 11%. And I think we will continue with that sustainable level of margins.
So thanks a lot. I'll queue back in. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
I said just a small clarification. For the NEP margins band, you're saying 7 to 7.5% for next year. Is that correct?
No, that's the sustainable band that we are saying. One could reach it over a period of 1 or 2 years. This year is 7.7. So that is the level of sustainable margin that we are looking at.
Mm-hmm. And sir, I'm just continuing what Venu asked about pricing. The view which April has been strong and May has been strong is corroborated by every, other competitors as well in the system. Though still the price hikes are not happening. So is there something, the base is low, that's why we are looking at a growth, or there is a primary growth of more than 15% in this April, May? How should we quantify that, if you can help with that? That's the only question I have.
Is your question on is there a price hike, or why is there not a price hike given that the demand is also there in April and May?
So the question is that if demand has so strong, why still a 40 days season has gone, still not a price hike being taken? If competition is too high, that can also remain high in the next 30-40 days as well. So just wanted to understand that.
I think you have partially answered the question, and I think I have also answered. There is a significant competitive intensity in the industry. Everybody had faced in the year 1890. Our industry has had the effects of a relatively poor summer. And everyone in the industry is sort of now working around now that the demand. The second factor, of course, I mentioned is that there is a lot of competitive intensity in the industry is very high, both from established companies who are entrants which have come in. Some of the newer entrants are established companies with significant presence in the trade or with significant technology. Everyone has an USP that they are playing out with, and it is really the competitive intensity that will also determine the nature and the extent of price hike along with the demand-related parameters.
So just my last question is on the Voltas Beko JV. Is it possible now to quantify and give some directional, approach that how the losses will look like? Because the Q3 and Q4, good amount of losses being taken here. And how the sales overall, because refrigerator market would have also, the season would have started. If you can quantify a little bit on that for the next year, that will be really helpful.
If you look at the Voltas JV, and we have talked about this in some of our past interactions as well. Voltas JV is targeting the consumer durable appliances space, and it has to establish and make its mark in this industry with a combination of right product offerings as well as the right distribution network, pricing and everything else. First year or till the time that the factory is up and running, the products for this JV will be sourced from different sources in Thailand, China, etc. There have also been impacts of duties, etc. that you are well aware. So given the investments that this company will make in the plant, in terms of the brand, products, we are of the view that this company will continue to be in an investment phase at least for 3 years. And this would be required in a sense for any new entrant which is entering a product category which has a lot of attractiveness, where we have a lot of strength, but where there are also established players in the industry. So any discussion on Voltas Beko, I think we need to keep this into...
Uh, All right, sir. Thank you very much.
A request to all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participants. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramaniam from Citibank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, my first question is, you have alluded to new competitors in the market. Can you please name whom are these new competitors you're talking about?
I think you have all, you have seen all of the advertisements. I think it would not be right on my part to name competitors, but I think you must have seen various advertisements both in the online and in the print media of many of the new companies which have launched air conditioning products. There is also another feature if you have followed this industry closely, which you will observe, and that is that there would be companies which are relatively less active in certain parts of the year, which suddenly increase their level of competitive activity during the peak season. So I think that is also a factor which is in this industry. So there are a number of competitors. I think if you just look around, you will probably see that various new companies which have strengths in one or the other areas have entered this industry.
Okay. Sir, the second question which I had was, see, what we've been observing over the last 2 to 3 years is progressively what has been our sustainable margins in the UCP business. The communication has been a little in the sense that if you go back in time, say 2 years back, we used to communicate sustainable margins as 12%. 12% has become 11 to 12% and now it has become 11%. So is there like a perceptible downward movement in the sustainable long-term margins of the UCP business? Especially given the context that currently what you are reporting, those numbers are slightly deflated if you compare it to the previous numbers. Before earlier, the sales used to include the excise duty also. So anyway, it has moved down, but are you seeing a further movement down in the sustainable margins because of increase in competition?
No, I think for the last several, at least for the last few quarters, we have been mentioning about a sustainable margin in the region of about 11%.
Okay.
And it is quite obvious that, you know, that you cannot have a number which is carved in stone as far as your margin is concerned. That number will keep changing depending on, more particularly, I think everybody is asking us question about competition, more importantly on competitive intensity, on how irrationally maybe some competitors might play, and various other factors of this type. So obviously we have been mentioning that our margins would be in the region of about 11%, and I think that is what we'll continue to do this. And you will also see this from with a comparison with many other companies, that not many companies have this level of margin in the air conditioning industry. So that is also a factor, and that is really, I would say, the strength of whatever of the brand and various other factors that we speak about. Is the combined effect of all of that that is contributing to the levels of margin that we are today talking about.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charanjit Singh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So if you see, like, you know, the price hikes in the UCP segment are definitely not being possible because of the competitive intensity. So all the players are talking about, you know, cost rationalization and, you know, various initiatives. So what is Voltas doing on the cost rationalization? You know, how has been the raw material, pricing, maybe compressors and all now with, you know, customs duty also being implemented? So if you can give that color.
So we have, broadly talked about various initiatives which we are taking on cost rationalization or cost reduction. And some of these tend to be little medium term in nature. Some of these, of course, there could be short fixes in terms of certain value engineering ideas, but that is something that is ongoing and that's part of every business. And I think that keeps on happening. And that helps to maybe mitigate a certain amount of cost increase which might happen. The more broader themes, and we have talked about this, is really around the opportunities for maybe investments that we are doing in our own modes, which will enable us to source and, you know, build many of our indoor units in India as compared to the fact that they are currently in imported. So we would over a period of time find that a certain percentage of our indoor units would be sourced from India. Now the advantage that this would have is, as I mentioned, is in terms of the not just the direct raw material cost or the direct material cost, but also more importantly in flexibility and, you know, relatively shorter planning cycles, because you must have seen how quickly the industry and the external environment sometimes turns. I mean, you know, we did start with a good period in the early part of the summer last year, and then suddenly we had weather which in a way turned against us. So these are some of the reasons why we pursue indigenization. We have also announced plans for setting up an additional factory at a location in South India near Tirupati. Now this factory is really will cater to our southern and western markets. So the relatively it would be quicker for us to send products from this factory to our dealers and to our large chains in the south and the west, as compared to the current practice where these products need to be sent out and dispatched from a location in the north where we have today our factory. So these are some of the, in a sense, medium-term initiatives really to work on indigenization. In addition to that, you know, some of the companies which we currently import from, primarily the some of the compressor manufacturers and some of the other controller companies, these companies would, you know, they have announced plans separately, and you must have also seen these plans, announced plans for setting up a factory in India. Now, obviously, we have talked about the economics of compressor manufacturers, but with these companies setting up shop in India, there are opportunities for sourcing that products from India as well, which will again have advantages in terms of supply chain and flexibility. So these are some a number of initiatives that one is doing. There are, of course, several other initiatives in terms of looking at our overall optimization of the logistics, etc. And these are continuing and ongoing as we progress through the years.
Charanjit, sorry to interrupt. So if you have any follow-up questions, request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is that is the B rating change due this December, and what is the impact that you expect from that rating change to fixed speed ACs? Is there any threat from that?
So to the best of my knowledge, the rating change is still under discussion. What was contemplated is not in this December. So I presume when you say this December, you are meaning December 2019.
Yes.
It is to my understanding, it is not contemplated in December 19, and the entire you know, discussion of B rating is under discussion with the government. The reason for that is you can look up the websites and you will find that our energy rating scales are very, very significant and stringent compared to many of the global standards. And that is also a factor that one will have to bear in mind for subsequent hiking of the rating changes.
Okay, and on part of fixed speed ACs.
Yeah. So your question was linked to whether fixed speed ACs
So stricter norms will shrink the fixed speed market. Is that a right understanding, or what is your view on that?
Yeah, if you look at even within, it's more than fixed speed and inverter, you know, I think there are also different categories of different rating categories of air conditioner. So if you look at what happened when the last rating change was introduced last year, what was classified earlier as a 3-star energy efficiency AC got relabeled as a 1-star AC. So obviously what was the earlier 1-star AC would no longer have an energy rating, and that would give a dropout. So as the one doesn't know exactly the, you know, whether how stringent or, you know, what is the exact specs of the new energy rating. Once these are out, obviously some of what is today a 3-star may become a 2-star in depending on the energy labeling norms which might come be announced by the government. And you have to also look at it from a consumer standpoint, that, you know, one of the standpoint is of course the greater energy saving and energy efficiency. The other is that as the product become more energy efficient, you know, obviously there is some cost increase which gets built into the product anyway. So obviously that is also a factor. On one hand, if there are there is objective to grow the industry, and the industry has to grow given the nature of the weather in India, then one needs products that are in a sense entry level products or attractively priced products, and I think these products can come only when so it's a bit of two sides of a coin really, between and the energy efficiency increasing and the cost of the product also. So that's really it's not really a fixed speed versus inverter. It's more within the fixed speed category, what type of product will sell and can meet the energy efficiency norms.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niket Shah from Motilal Oswal Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. First, wanted to understand, are you seeing significant amount of shortage of people on the installation side of the AC becoming a significant issue, assuming this year is going to be a very strong year for AC as such?
Is there any indication that you have picked up informally that there is such an issue?
No, at least whatever we speak on the channel, on the ground, people are facing a bit of that issue. But I don't know if Voltas is...
I would say that partly this has been, given the seasonal nature of the industry, you know, I think this is a factor which is really due to the seasonal nature of the industry. If our sales peak, and, you know, we have seen, and you're well aware of how our primary sales are skewed between quarters.
Yeah.
You know, the entire system or the entire ecosystem which support the sales, you need so many higher number of people during summer months, and therefore there could be temporary mismatches of how many people are required vis-a-vis how many people are available. Further, you know, this is really the consumer psyche, you know, during people when they go out and buy an air conditioner during the summer month, they really want it to be installed on the same day.
That's right.
Whereas that may be the time that there is so much amount of load, so it's, at one level, the classical statistics problem of planning for peak versus planning for averages. So I think that also plays out in this manner. So there could be some temporary things, but in many cases, for example, a lot of the work of installation is given out to our service franchisees who are certified by us to ensure that the AC installation is done in a proper manner.
Correct.
I just wish to add here that a proper installation of an AC is extremely important in the entire cycle, because it not only helps in the subsequent maintenance of the AC, it also ensures in a way the safety continued good usage and the right amount of energy efficiency from the air conditioner.
Sure.
Niket, sorry to interrupt. So if you have any follow-up questions, request you to rejoin the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsian from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good evening, sir. So my first question is pertaining to some more data points, if you could provide on the Voltbek JV, some monitorables that we could track, ideally in terms of reach or number of touch points that we have, or the targeted number of exclusive outlets that we plan to open over the next 1 year to 5 years. If you could share some of data points, it would be very helpful.
So obviously we are in a way expanding, and one of the points that one of the ways that we expand is through the brand shop route. So our target is definitely to grow the entire brand shops. I think currently we have a few hundred. The target is to set up, I mean, we have increased the number of brand shops to almost triple digit right now, and the idea is to continue that momentum of growth. So obviously it is difficult to give that number, but you know, I mean, aspirations could be that that number could grow to anywhere in the range of 500 over a period of time. So, but the brand shop in a way only complements, I think, one of the and it's only one of the distribution channels for the product. The other is the conventional distribution channel as well as the modern retail channel, and both of which are being tracked and targeted by Voltbek. And as we have said in earlier calls also, leveraging from Volta's strength of having over 15,000 touch points in for air conditioners. And we are today present across all major distributors in the country. And obviously there are certain distributors who are not dealing in air conditioners, but who deal more prominently in refrigerators and or washing machines. These are also being targeted. There are also, if you just delve a little deeper, there are product categories like dishwashers and dishwashers particularly, which are in a way need a bit of selling in terms of concept selling, and that is where a brand shop comes in handy. Because, you know, there, the attempt in the dishwasher category, I think for everyone who's in this industry, would be to totally grow the industry size. And that can be there if there is a lot more of demonstration, etc. So there are a number of ways that we are helping to grow the entire distribution network. And it is also important to understand that along with growing the sales distribution channel, it is equally important to grow the service franchise distribution channel as well. So not only are the products available where we want it to, but also they are serviced well if and when they need a service.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranjit Shivaram from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. If you can just help us, you had mentioned in your release that there is some one-offs in one of this warehouse-related things. So is that, if you can help us quantify that so that we'll get to the normalized margins in UCP?
No, actually, it is not one-off. I mean, I think the way, what we have written is that there were a few one-offs, and we gave some examples of that. Which included short settlement of insurance claims, you know, some settlement of claims due to fires, and there were some one-offs due to certain norms, etc. Energy efficiency norms. So we had to have for e-waste related things. We have also had to provide for some of that. I think collectively it would add up to a little somewhere between 13 to 15 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll join for further questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Birai from Aviva Insurance. Please go ahead. Vishal, your line is in talk mode. Kindly go ahead with your question. As there is no reply from the current participants.
Can you move on to the next participant if there is no response?
Sure, sir. We move to the next question, which is from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Ilara Capitals. Please go ahead.
thank you for this, sir. Just wanted to know what was the volume decline of Voltas, if we can share in this quarter, and a primary reason why the margins in the project business 0.5%.
Indicated to you that, you know, in a way we don't give out volume numbers, but you can draw your estimates based on the turnover and the growth of the turnover and the market share, that numbers that we put out. On your question relating to the projects, we have I think mentioned that the margins in the project business do tend to be lumpy, given and therefore a margin for a quarter should not be taken as a fairly reliable indicator because of this lumpiness. And this lumpiness could be both ways, and if you look through the year, you will find that we have had a margin which was better in some quarters and not so good in the others. So a better indicator would be more of the annual margin and a sustainable trend over 2 or 3 year time frame. I think that would be a better indicator to judge the project business.
Can we expect a sustainable margin of around 7 to 8% for FY20 in the project business, sir?
I don't think we have talked of a margin for a particular year. We have, I think we have never given you any guidance for that. We have talked about a sustainable margin for the project business over a period of time, which may be over a period of around two years or so. We have said that that would be in the region of 7 to 7.5%.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shriniti Karlekar, please go from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have a very basic question, sir. I just want to know, according to you, how much is the really the size of the AC industry in India, and how much is it like 5, 6, or 7? The various number in the media. And the second one is, how much of that room AC is really institutional, like a non-consumer sales, and how much is that for you?
I think given the way you have asked the question and given your confusion, I think that itself will say that any answer I give you will be challenged.
Yeah.
No, I think that's because you know, you have in a way pointed out to the difficulties in you know, in calculating the industry size. And let me spend a minute on that, because that's a bit important in terms of understanding the whole of dynamics. Whenever we report market share, you know, we rely on industry-wide standard indicator of secondary market share. That market share is based on a coverage of around 80% of the industry outlets, roughly.
Right. Yeah.
It leaves out what you have touched upon. It leaves out some of the institution, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, based on that, and if you add back the institution, the general estimate of the AC industry is in the region of somewhere around 5.5 million or a little upwards of that.
Okay.
That is,
and so how much would you put for institution for that? Like, is it like 15%, and how much would be for Voltas?
Sorry,
I want to understand, out of this 5.5 million, how much would be like pure consumer, like maybe we people like us, and how much would be like more of institution, like public buildings and hotels and hospitals, where unit ACs are going?
There are different types. The short answer is, it is difficult to answer this question. And you know, the reason for that is that there may be one-off offices which may buy an air conditioner from a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So that will get counted as a sale from a dealer to an consumer.
Okay.
The first point. Secondly, I think the type of machines that you mentioned, you know, really commercial air conditioning, that is in a way not part of the unitary cooling business, is typically part of the project business, because these machines involve not just, in many cases, not just the product sale, but also involves along with that a lot of allied project related work. And very often these are also combined with a lot of other MEP projects work that we do.
Right.
So commercial air conditioning typically tends to be counted in the project related space.
Thank you.
To give an answer, for example, a particular small bank may do an air conditioner by buying 4 or 5 ACs from a dealer, and in a similar thing during another part of the year may place an order for a large number of ACs to be installed across a few hundred branches. So it really becomes difficult to classify it in a manner that is very precise.
And just a related one, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but if you have any follow-up questions, you can return.
Sure.
Thank you, please.
Sure, thanks.
The next question is from the line of Jay Kakkar from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just want to understand the use of cash currently in your balance sheet. So you maintained your dividend this year, and you not. So I was expecting some increase. But is there any thought currently on the use of the cash on your balance sheet?
So we have spoken to you about our plans for investments, which will require some amount of the cash that we currently hold. We have talked of investment in a new factory over a period of time at near Tirupati. So that will also take some of these cash. We have also talked of continuing investments in the Voltpec joint venture. So that should also be one of the use of our cash. Then there will be ongoing capital expenditure that will incur over a period of time. I think all of these should take up some amount of the cash. We also ensure that we keep a certain amount of cash float given the project business and the nature of the working capital cycle of that business. So collectively, I think you will see that this cash is utilized in the right manner to help us build our efficiencies.
Okay, sir. And then
thank you.
Question is,
sorry to interrupt, sir.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ambar Singhania from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just one question, a bit of reconciliation. You mentioned on the press release that industry has grown by around 3% and you have grown at around 2.2%, which is more or less along with the industry. Whereas on the market share side, we have shown that we have grown market share by 180 basis points. I understand that is YTD till February, but does that mean that on a full year basis, our market share will be more or less similar to last year? If you can just help me understand that.
I don't know how you have arrived at this conclusion, because the reason we have given market share up to February is that the data for March is not available.
But sir, on the full year basis, if the industry is degrown by 3%, we are degrown by 2.2, then market share gain would not be significantly higher, right? 10-20 basis points.
I just want to correct the perception. I don't know where you have got the 2.2 figure from.
On your press release.
That is a sales figure.
So this market share, you mean to say it is on the volume base or it is on the value base?
Market share is based on secondary sale, and numbers that we report is on the primary sale. I think that is where there will be a bit of a the gap and a difference, because all of the primary sale will be. There will be an inventory at the dealer's end, there will be an inventory at the distributor, and at the end retail shop. All of that will happen before the secondary sale happens. So the market share indicator that we use and the whole of industry uses is actually based on the secondary sale.
So, but just correct me if I'm wrong, if the secondary sale is suggesting such a huge jump on market share, it has to reflect somewhere on the primary sale, maybe one quarter before. So on a full year number, it should not be so much different.
No, I think, I mean, that's why I talked a bit about that there is an interim inventory pipeline between our primary sale and the end consumer sale, right? There will be inventory in the pipeline, and depending on the inventory, I mean, if you are working on a almost on a just-in-time model, then I think what you said is probably correct. But the interim inventories, which are probably not available in one location, I think that is what would determine. So there could be instances of a higher secondary sale and a lower primary sale and vice versa.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Jalan from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, sorry if I repeat the question because I missed the initial part. Just wanted to confirm that our primary sales which has declined in this quarter, has it got anything to do with some shift in sales towards April because we had a delayed onset of summer in North India?
Yeah, I think we have mentioned that in our note as well, that it does have that we have seen a delayed onset of summer. And of course, the phenomenon of the channel inventory. I think the combined effect of all this, yes, a sale would have shifted to the next quarter.
Okay. And so my second last question is basically on generally the new energy efficiency norms. Have you looked at where India as a market is compared to other global markets like say maybe US, Europe or China as to how stringent can our energy efficiency norms become in the next 5 to 7 years?
From what has been told, we understand that our energy efficiency norms are comparable or even higher in as compared to some of the other markets.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, you know, and they are moving at a good pace. If you just look at it over a period of time, and you can get that data for yourself. In the last 7 years, there have been frequent changes to the energy efficiency norms. I think to my understanding, there have at least been 3 changes to the energy efficiency norm over that period. Our energy efficiency norms are really improved and they are very much comparable to, in a way, best in class.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhineet Anand for closing comments.
I would like to thank the management of Voltas for giving us to host this opportunity. And I would also like to thank all the participants for logging in. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SBI Cap Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.